La Punta, or Morro de Torremolinos, is a unique spot in Torremolinos, since it divides the city into two halves and acts as a natural border between the most famous beaches of the city, La Carihuela and El Bajondillo. Formerly, it was a physical boundary between both areas, since the rock formation on which Torremolinos sits, the Travertine, advances towards the sea at this point. But the extension of the promenade allows you to walk along the coast, enjoying a unique route along the Mediterranean. El Morro is surrounded by a garden area with benches to take a rest and enjoy the sunsets, with capricious rock shapes in the background. Looking towards the sea, to the left we see Bajondillo Beach, awarded with a Q for quality, where we can also visit other places of interest, such as La Casa de los Navajas or La Cuesta del Tajo, towards the center of Torremolinos. On the right is La Carihuela, one of the most touristic and internationally recognized areas in Torremolinos. A traditional fishing village offering a wide gastronomical variety, starring fried fish from the Bay of Malaga and sardine skewers. The general climate of Torremolinos is very mild, with an average temperature of 19 degrees Celsius and about 300 days of sunshine a year, that allow you to enjoy outdoor activities almost all year round. Winters are mild and summers warm. The average water temperature allows you to extend the bathing season to the maximum. It's not strange to see swimmers at the beach any time of the year. This privileged climate favours the fact that Torremolinos is also a benchmark for residential tourism. The almost 7-kilometre-long promenade, Al Senda Litoral, which joins all the beaches of the city, is an ideal space for walking and practicing outdoor sports. From this point, which is a balcony to the Mediterranean, you can see fishing boats and sometimes typical rowing boats called yabegas from various clubs that are taking up the art of traditional rowing. An 18th century castle, which later became a police station, stood here. It was acquired and renovated for residential use between the late 19th and early 20th centuries by an English military man named George Langworthy. Around the castle, the land was widened to arrange orchards and gardens with beautiful viewpoints. Also, paths were installed to access the beach. Langworthy was a true benefactor, much loved by the residents of Torremolinos. He is also known as El Inglés de la Peseta because he gave one to those who read a passage from the Bible or helped fishermen who could not go out to catch fish during the days of strong winds. Later in 1921, this residence became one of the first hotels, where celebrities such as Dali and his muse Gala stayed, who was one of the first known women to go topless in Spain. Later, other buildings, such as the Parador de Montemar, inaugurated in 1934, Hotel La Roca in 1942, and several other beach resorts were gradually laying the foundations to what would later become a large-scale hotel offer. They were pioneers in offering this small corner of the Mediterranean and giving it world fame. A turning point was the construction of the Pez Espada Hotel in 1959, an international benchmark for the so-called Arquitectura del Relax. Therefore, Torremolinos is also an outdoor museum of the living history of tourism, consolidated as a preferred destination until today.